Hello and welcome to our kitchen design podcast. I'm Simon and myself and my wife run an independent kitchen studio in Wokingham called Zara Kitchen Design. We have over 20 years shared experience in design and run our own business for the past 8 years. So, your kitchen is old and tired and you've been talking about replacing it for a couple of years. Now what to do? Replace what you have in the same physical space or make your kitchen bigger, either by reconfiguring your home, by removing walls, or by extending. We are currently seeing very few clients keeping the same physical space. Most now are either making their kitchens bigger by removing walls or extending. These bigger spaces are great for great family hubs and typically incorporate an eating area and somewhere to sit, probably with a TV. At the same time, once you've decided about your kitchen size, you also should look for images online, great places to sort of save images to a scrapbook, places like Interest and also Pinterest and House have lots of kitchen images, which will help you narrow down the styles you like. Also, make a wish list of what you want from your kitchen. Perhaps you've always dreamed of an island, and this would be the great time to sort of incorporate that. Or maybe you like the idea of a boiling water tap or a steam oven. All this gathering will help when you are ready to meet with a kitchen designer. Also, it's really important to place your appliances correctly, as a kitchen needs to be functional as well as looking good. Always place your sink, hob and fridge close together. They should be easy to access. For example, an eye-level oven, so you don't have to bend down and take out heavy dishes. Think about how much space you will need to prepare food. What items will you have on display? Islands are a great way of adding worktop space if you have the room. Free even more space by storing items on rails or open shelves. It's also important to plan the right storage in your kitchen. Take stock of the amount of crockery, food and utensils you currently have and consider using clever pull-out solutions like drawer larders. Getting the lighting right as well can make a big transformation to the overall look of a kitchen. Both task and mood lighting should be taken into account. Use it correctly to zone open plan areas and create different moods. Also, consider lighting that can be isolated in different areas. Lighting can be used as a feature in itself. For instance, a pendant light over an island or breakfast bar can look incredible. Obviously, there's a lot of different styles of kitchens available, whether you're looking for a sleek, handleless look or a more classic sort of shaker kitchen. So again, when you start collecting images on your online scrapbook, you'll probably start getting a pattern will start developing, which will sort of point you in the direction you're looking to go in terms of what style you prefer. Also, there's different materials. So again, it might be a gloss or a white or a matte, and obviously mix different finishes like gunmetals and brass. We've seen over the years, most safe kitchens are either white or off-white, and they're very popular. But there's also a trend now for darker kitchens, which can create a real statement and provide a real contrast. Obviously, there's a cost to everything, or an investment to everything. A kitchen is a long-term investment, and it will be used every day, so consider all the elements to your kitchen, the units, the appliances, the worktops, installation, as well as other features such as flooring and tiling. The budget can also vary according to how much preparation work is required. You need to make a note of your priorities, and this will help you bring your kitchen in line with your budget. We'd love to hear about your planning for this year, so do share with us your plans, along with any questions you may have. I hope you found this podcast useful, and we'll see you again soon. Thanks then. This is Simon saying goodbye from Zara Kitchen Design, based in Wokingham. Bye for now.